الرحمن فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we gather again this Jum'ah, continuing from last week, if you remember, we were talking about the issue of At-Tawakkul Allah, depending and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we started this series in context of the situation that we as the Muslims living in any minority are facing, whether it's here or Europe or Australia or New Zealand or Africa, wherever may Muslims be in minority, they face a lot of turmoil and difficulty and afflictions and calamities. In the wake of that, first thing we discussed was last Friday, Tawakkul Allah, totally, completely relying and depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, inshallah, we will talk about in the few minutes we have on al-istiqamah wa thabatu ala siratul mustaqim, al-thabat ala ta'ati Allah wa ta'ati Rasul, having the steadfastness, stability, firmness in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the things that come our way. As Muslimin, we face many things. We face many difficulties. As believers, we face many problems on a day-to-day basis, many issues, whether it's individual, infiradi, or whether it's collective, ijtima'i, whatever the case may be. In the wake of those storms of calamities, what should we do? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, that we should have stability and steadfastness, al-istiqamah, and al-thabat fi sirat al-mustaqim. The thing over here is the issue of istiqamah, the issue of stability and thabat, firmness and steadfastness, is connected with the issue of our mental being, how we feel emotionally, mentally, spiritually, how we feel inside. And that is the connection with the heart, al-qalb. And that is the main thing, that how you feel in your heart, that is how it is going to be connected. If you feel fearful of enemy, fearful of the ahwal, conditions, circumstances, fearful of the masa'ib, of the difficulties, fearful of the mashakil, problems, if you have fear in your heart for any of these things, then forget it, you will never get istiqamah and thabat. In order to do that, you have to first invest in your heart, in the qalb, the fear of Allah. لَا نَخَافُ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. That we don't fear any of these problems and difficulties, masa'ib, mashakil, fitna and fitan. We don't fear none of this. The only thing we fear is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is human psychology, this is human nature. That when you fear something, Allah will put the khawf of that in your heart. So if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will put in your heart His fear. But if you fear the problems, the difficulties, the stringent conditions, the circumstances, the oppression, dhulm and mazalim against us, if you fear those things, Allah will put the fear of that. That is why we saw since 9/11, many Muslims changed their names from Muslim names to non-Muslim names. Many Muslims, they shaved even beard if they had the beard before 9/11 because of the fear of the masa'ib, mashakil, fitan. And istiqamah al-thabat fi sirat al-mustaqim la ya'ti illa bi khawfillah. If you have in yourself, and that is why the heart is very important. For those of us who are non-Arabs, you know, we call the heart in Arabic language qalb. But if you are a non-Arab, did you ever think why Allah, through the Arabic lisan, Arabic language, calls the heart qalb? Because إِنَّمَا سُمِيَ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ. This is the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ that he said that Allah has named the heart qalb. قَلْبِ إِنَّمَا سُمِيَ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ. The heart has been named heart by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Arabic language because of its very property of تَقَلُّب, إِقْلَاب, مُقْلِب, changing, dwindling, swaying, drifting, you know, flowing and flaring up in things. That is why we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stresses so much in the Quran, and Rasulullah in his hadith, he stresses so much about the qalb, the heart.
Many, there are many ahadith replete of Rasulullah talking about the heart. Inna qulub la tazda, that certainly the hearts, they get rusted. Kama yazda al ma'u min al hadid, just like the iron gets rusted with the water. And there are many other hadiths, at-taqwa huna, and many ahadith that we see Rasulullah focusing on the heart. The same thing Allah SWT tells us about in the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبُّرُ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَخْفَالُهَا. What is wrong with these people that they don't think upon the ayahs of Quran, or is it that their hearts are locked up? Allah SWT, whenever the issue of thinking comes in the Quran, uses about the heart. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. Over there when Musa alayhi's mother was putting her son Musa alayhi's in the water, in the box, أَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. لَوْلَا أَنْ رَبَتْنَاهُ. Allah says there in Surah Qasas, over there in that incident, that had it not been for Allah, رَبْت فِي قَلْبِ أُمِّ مُوسَى, she would have انْكَادَتْ أَنْ تُبْدِي. She would have certainly told the society, the villagers, oh my son. In other words, in another Surah Kahf also, Allah tells us about the Ashab al-Kahf. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. And in later, Allah says, وَرَبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. On their hearts, the hearts of the fitya of the young men in the calf, Allah tied their hearts. رَبْت فِي الْقَلْبِ. Now obviously this is a metaphorical expression. It does not mean that Allah takes a rope and ties it down on the heart, but He strengthens the heart with iman, taqwa, خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ, خُشُوءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. These are the things that Allah ties the heart of a mu'min in order to fortify it, reinforce it, insulate it. You know, you put insulation in every building. Why you put insulation? So that when it's stormy weather out there, blizzard with winter, -20 degrees, and there's 10 feet of snow out there, inside you can still feel comfortable. You put insulation. Same thing right now, it's 95 degrees, humid, hot, but you have insulation to at least keep the coolness inside. It doesn't dissipate. Insulation is very important. In the same methodology, if we think that we can insulate our qulubuna, our hearts, wa uquluna, adhanuna, our brains, if we can insulate it from the fitna of the environment, albi'ah, from the fitna of the masa'id and mashakil, and the things that are going on, then we can strengthen our heart. And that is the meaning of al-istiqama wal-thabat fi sirat al-mustaqim. But you have to understand, what are you trying to strengthen? Is it your heart? Is it your lungs? Is it your livers? Is it your kidneys? Is it your eyes? Is it your ears? You're trying to strengthen your heart. Because no matter how strong your lungs are, no matter how strong your kidneys are, no matter how strong your other body organs are, if your heart is weak, not in terms of pumping blood, weak in iman, weak in the taqwa of Allah, weak in the khashy of Allah, weak in tazkiyah, purification, weak in so many things, if the heart is weak, then there is no istiqama fi shakhsiyat al-mu'min wal-mu'mina. He or she will be very, very fragile, that a wind comes and blows away. And that is what we see, that irtibat al-mawdub al-qalb, لماذا? إِنَّمَا سُمِّ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ كَمَثَلُ الرِّيشَ فِي أَصْلِ الشَّجَرَةِ يُقَلِّبُهَا الرِّيحُ ظَهْرًا لِبَطْنٍ. Just like the rih, the fierce wind, changes the waraqa of the shajara. You know these leaves, waraqa. When they fall from a tree, why? Who came and pushed the leaf from the tree? Wind. No, you may think it's the wind. It's the leaf itself, because the leaf, to begin with, was fragile and weak. All it needed was a blowing gun. If the heart of the believer becomes like these awraq fil ashjar, فَمَا بَقِيَ فِي هَذَا الدُّنْيَا شَيْءٍ. And that is what istiqam, موضوع الاستقامة يرتبط بالقلب وبتمعنينة القلب. The topic of istiqama and thabat, stability and firmness in this dunya, is connected with the heart of a believer mu'min. If the heart is firm and strong and strengthened, no matter how much the strength of fitna comes in your way, you will see nothing. The person is strong. Look at the people, our Muslim brothers, tied up in Guantanamo Bay. Look at their hearts, fawlad, hadid. Look at the things that is going through them. We all hear in the media what's going on to them. But did you ever think how your brother in Islam, locked up in prison, for 23 hours. Imam Jamil al-Amin right here in Atlanta, Georgia. For 23 hours, solid confinement. Did you ever think what is going in that heart of that person? In the brain of that person? Hadid, solid as an iron, metal, doesn't shake, doesn't dwindle. لماذا؟ لأنه يتوكل على الله. That's why in last Jummah we had the topic of tawakkul ala Allah. But tawakkul ala Allah is worthless if the heart is weak. And that is why our topic today is al-istiqamah. وَمَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ The method of the qalb, the method of the heart is like a leaf on a tree. When the wind blows, it goes away if it's not strong. But if you strengthen it, fortify, why do you take vitamins on a daily basis? As you get older and older, you'll see people going to vitamin shop, GNC, buying vitamins. Because they think this is the mentality that if I take these vitamins, my immune system will build up. Hence, I will have less flu likeliness, or cold, or cough, or nausea, whatever the case may be. You take vitamins to strengthen and fortify your immune system. Where are the vitamins to strengthen the immune system of your iman? Al-qalb. And that is why the ulama, the Salaf al-Saleh said, إِمَّا الشَّهَوَاتِ وَالشُّبُهَاتِ يَثْبِتْ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَإِمَّا الْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّوْحِيدِ وَالْيَقِينِ يَثْبِتْ فِي الْقَلْبِ. Either one or three, the heart will never remain empty. Take this out of your mind. As a believer, as a mu'min, keep one thing memorized very clearly, that your heart, the heart of a mu'min, of a believer, is never empty. It's always filled up. إِمَّا بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَالشُّبُهَاتِ وَإِمَّا بِالتَّوْحِيدِ وَالْيَقِينِ وَالْإِيمَانِ. So it is our choice. Which one are we going to let into the heart? Are we going to let the shahawat, lusts and desires, وَالشُّبُهَاتِ عَدْمَ الْيَقِينِ, meaning uncertainty, shak, raib. That's why Allah SWT said, you're reading a book, alif lam mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Every time you read the Quran, what do you feel, brothers and sisters? الثبات على صراط المستقيم الاستقامة في دين الله واليقين والتوكل على الله. Every time you read one ayah, not even just a page or a whole juz or a whole surah, just sit down for 5 minutes, you read one ayah, think about it, and then when you close the book, you are a totally different person. You, he or she who just read the Quran, feels spiritually inside something different. What happened? You just took an antibiotic, a vitamin from the kalam of al-khaliq al-kawn. So it automatically affects your heart, the main focus and source of thabat and istiqam. Stability and firmness in our deen can only come if we fortify and supplement our heart, immune system, with iman, yaqeen, tawheed, and all these things. That is why when you read the Quran, even for a small moment, you feel tranquil, peaceful. No matter how tense you were, suppose you just went to job today and your manager said, you have lost your job, don't come back on Monday. You come home, you read Surah Kaf, you read any surah, you read an ayah, you forget, totally you forget. The moment you read the Quran, you forget what happened today at work. You forget what's going to happen on Monday. What happened? The power of Kalamullah, the power of the Quran, because it strengthens the heart. And With a lot of regret, we as 1.6 billion Muslims strong today, we have lost the ta'alluq wal-ilaqa wal-irtibat ma'al-Qur'an wa ma'allah, bi'zhan al-shakl. That is why we face today instability and shakiness and unfirmness. Whereas the Qur'an is saying that if you have iman, you have istiqama, stability. If you have iman, you have thabat, ala sirat al-mustaqim, firmness. And vigilance and rigidity in the path, that no matter how strong the storm of fitna, of trials and tribulations comes your way, you wither through the storm just like you wither through a blizzard on a highway 80 with the chains on your tires, not thinking what's going to happen because of the strength of the integral part of it. And that is what the ulama of the past said, that إِمَّا الْقَلْبِ يَثْبِتْ بِالشُّبُهَاتِ وَالشَّهَوَاتِ. Either the heart will become strengthened and fortified with the uncertainty and doubt and ill things and wrong things, or it will also become strengthened with corruption, with malfunctioning, with shahawat, lusts and desires and wants of all kinds, materialism, whether it's the love of dunya, love of things, Either that will get strengthened in the heart, وَإِمَّا يَثْبُتُ الْقَلْبِ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْتَوْحِيدِ وَالْيَقِينِ وَالتَّوَكَلَ اللَّهِ. Or you see that the heart of a mu'min will strengthen with iman, with tawheed, oneness of Allah, yaqeen, firm belief on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also with taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you open the floodgates of your heart to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be fearful whatever you face. Even if you face the worst of times in front of you, in your personal life, in your financial life, in your domestic life, in your educational life, in your career life, if your heart is rock solid like a stone, like an iron metal, and strengthened with iman and taqwa, then you have istiqama, which is the very, very, very important ingredient in our life right now. Ever since 9/11, and for what we are to face more. Every day, every Muslim is tested. Maybe we don't hear it on the news. Maybe you don't see others talking to you. Hey, I faced this today. Who knows how many people have been tested in many different ways since 9/11 in this country. But every one of them passed the test if they had istiqama wa thabat fi sirat al-mustaqim fi ta'atillah. If they had the stability, istiqama, mustaqim. Why do we say sirat al-mustaqim? Why is this path of firmness? Because it strengthens you, it immunizes you, it builds the immunity system in you against the shahawat and lazzat and shubuhat. And that is why then the question comes up, what are the ways we can strengthen? So far for the introduction, good, we know istiqamah, we know the productivity of it. But where can I strengthen my heart? As the Prophet ﷺ said, that mawdu'a thabat yata'allaq bil-Qur'an. What is your connection with the Qur'an, the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you evaluate yourself, everyone, each one of us, including myself, we just sit down, take a pen and paper and say, what is the frequency of my connection with Qur'an? How many ayats a day do I read? Or how many ayats a day do I memorize? Or if it's not a day, how many ayats a week? How many ayats a month, a year? Whatever the case may be. Find the frequency. And with that frequency, work towards building it on a higher frequency. Why do you have radio stations sometimes phasing up? You try to put on it, you're turning on that knob, it's not catching, you try to raise your antenna, try to connect with that transmission so you can pick up those signals and waves and listen to what that radio station is throwing out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending every single second tons and tons of waves. But if only our transmitters are tuned with the right frequency and wavelength to catch those waves. Because when we do catch those waves, like in Ramadan, in 30 days, you see the big difference, because all the radio stations are working upright. All the transmitters and the tuners are working perfectly in Ramadan. So you see a big difference. A plethora, an abundance of transmission service and strength fortified inside the heart. But when Shawwal comes, gradually, slowly, they start to dwindle and fade out. And that is what Allah is talking in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. What a beautiful ayah. Surah Qaf, Surah 46, verse number 13. Allah SWT is saying that really those people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, what did they say? Really those people who said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Our Rabb is Allah. No matter how many times you hit on my back, on my face, on my body. No matter how many times you say for me to denounce this religion or to be treacherous for my own Muslim brother and sister in Islam, I will not, because my Rabbi Allah. And if Bilal رضي الله عنه faced so much stones on his back, on his chest, who am I in 2005 to face that? Istiqama fi sirat al-mustaqim. This is the power of Rabbun Allah, but that is not enough. Allah SWT says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They don't just do lip service, words coming out of tongue. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ. Why is ثُمَّ there? Those of us who are Arabs, we know. But for the non-Arabs, ثُمَّ is there and. After that. So, after that. Meaning Allah is implying to us, just saying my Rabb is Allah is not sufficient. In fact, it's fruitless because it may be void, hollow from inside. You have to prove it. That your Rabb is Allah. How? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That's why Rasulullah ﷺ, when he was sending Ma'ad on to be a governor in Yemen, one of the things he said to him, Ya Ma'ad, O Ma'ad رضي الله عنه, say, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Ma'ad, I'm sending you on an expedition. I'm sending you on a mission as a prophet of Allah. You are my deputy. So when you are going there to a new place, remember to always say, La ilaha illallah. The word, the zikr, azkar, La ilaha illallah. You're driving car, La ilaha illallah. You're walking in the park, La ilaha illallah. You're shopping in Pathmark shop, right, getting milk. You're saying in your heart is saying, La ilaha illallah. Not busy on the fitna around in the shopping market and things, like to look at things. Rather, your brain, your heart is mazmoon in what? La ilaha illallah. That's why Rasulullah said to Mu'adh, قُلْ لَا إِلَهِ لَلَّهِ يَا مُعَاذ. But don't stop there, O Mu'adh. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. When you do say La ilaha illallah ya Mu'adh, have istiqama on it. Meaning, prove it in your actions. Prove it in your words. Prove it in your dealing with people. Prove it in your akhlaq, in your interactions with people. And that is what Allah SWT is saying. That really those people who say it from their tongue, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Upon them there is no khawf, no fear. Because the only fear they have is for the khaliqul kawn, the creator of the universe, Allah. وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And you will never see them depressed, taking Valium and Xanax and Prozac, spending, dishing out tens and tens of money to these chemical companies to give them profits, to fill up their pockets. No, all they say is La ilaha illallah. They have no huzn. Huzn, we know that for non-Arabs, it means grief, depression, anxiety, stress. Why are Muslims buying so many medicines? It beats my mind. When Allah's Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Mu'adh, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, and that is sufficient for you to bring mental capacity, spiritual capacity into such a norm that you are such a cool as a cucumber, such tranquil and peaceful that you don't need any medicine to sleep at night. There are Muslims right now as we speak, every night they have to take at least 2 or 3 pills just to get a good night's sleep. Whereas Allah saying in the Quran, Surah Qaf, Surah 46, verse 13, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَخَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The huzn, أَيْنَ الْحُزْنُ فِي جَسَدِ الْإِنسَانِ. Where is the grief, the huzn, in the body of a mu'min? فِي الْقَلْبِ. That is why you see the scholar said that مَوْضُوَ الْإِسْتَقَامَ وَالثَّبَاتِ يَرْتَبِطُ وَيَتَعَلَّقْ بِالْقَلْبِ. And the first thing that you can fortify your heart with is Quran. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said very clearly that هُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ مَتِينَ. Quran is the strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hold on to it fast. Just like Allah says in Surah Al-Imran, the third surah, verse 1 and 2. وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا. And all of you Muslims hold on fast to the rope of Allah together, جَمِيعًا, and do not differentiate and separate, disintegrate. وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا. وَمَا هَذَا حَبْلُ اللَّهِ مَتِينَ. الْقُرْآنُ الْكَرِيمُ. Quran al-Kareem, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Hablullah al-Mateen. When Nur al-Mubeen, it is a light, it gives light when there's darkness and misguidance and depression, anxiety. Every time we feel depressed, just open the Quran for even a second. How many of us have Quran in our cars? Every time I sit in someone's car, first thing I look in the in around the area, is there any Quran? You know, like you put things over there, the cup holder and things. How many of us have Quran in the car? In fact, one time someone sat in someone's car, and he said, brother, you got a Quran? You got 2 Qurans here. The English translation one and the other one. What are you doing with Quran in the car? The brother did not say anything. He said, one day you will know. And that same brother came to that person again and said, Wallah, you didn't answer me that day, but I got the message right. Because one day I was stuck in traffic and I said, let me just try and take Quran with me from home and put it in the car. He was stuck in traffic for 4 hours. He saw Quran in front of him. He started reading. How much ajr he got for those hours of Quran that he was reading in the car? Meaning we have to get into the habit, the groove. Our lifestyle has to change. Our mentality has to change. Our personalities have to change. Our thinking has to change. That is the key, the crux of the issue. If you don't change your thinking process, you will never change your habits, your personalities, your akhlaq, your things. And that is what Rasulullah is saying. That هو حبل الله المتين. When نور المبين, it is the light, will give you lightness and greater in terms of darkness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ تَمَسَكَ بِهِ عَسِمَهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever holds on fast to the teachings, ta'aleem of Quran, Allah will protect him. عَسِمَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah is mu'tasim, the protector for the person. Like we said last Friday, that حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for me, and He's the best to rely on. And then Allah even on to say, وَمَنْ اتَّبَعُوا أَنْجَاهُ وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Whoever follows the Qur'an, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will relieve them and make them successful and bring them out of difficulty. And whoever calls others to the da'wah of Qur'an, وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ دَعَى إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ تَعَالُوا, come on, come to the Qur'an. Whoever asks others to come to Qur'an, هُدِيَ إِلَيْهِ. Very, very astonishing. The person who's been called will also be guided, and the caller, the one who's calling, will also be guided. This is the barakah of Quran. Second thing, what are other ways to strengthen our immune system, to have istiqamah wa thabat, stability and firmness, is iltizam bi shar'illah. Iltizam meaning having discipline and organization and management of the obedience of Allah, being mindful and thoughtful every second of our life. What does Allah demand of me? What does Allah and His Prophet ﷺ require of me today? What have I done? Evaluation, self-accountability. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah in the Quran that يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In Surah Ibrahim, verse 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah strengthens, fortifies, immunizes. Who? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe. بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. How does Allah strengthen them, fortify them, build their immune system against the fitna? By the قَوْلَ الثَّابِتِ. And the Jamhur al-Ulama, the majority of scholars say over there, the tafsir of قَوْلَ الثَّابِتِ is the implementation of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Not just lip service, that I come here in salah and I say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. In reality, in action, in daily life, I prove it to Allah, no one else. I don't need to show to anyone. No believer needs to show to anyone. The only person, the only being that we need to show that we are fulfilling the command is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In this life, Allah strengthens them, fortifies them, and in the hereafter also Allah strengthens them. How? By giving them جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, the highest maqam in Jannah. That's why Rasulullah ﷺ said that don't be stingy, don't be short-sighted. When you're asking Allah for Jannah, don't just say, oh Allah, give me Jannah. اسْعَلُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, ask the highest maqam in Jannah. Don't be short-sighted and be small in your asking of Allah. Ask Allah for the highest maqam. Because sometimes people think, if I just get my right foot into Jannah, it's enough for me. If I can just put my nose into Jannah, it's enough for me. This is being bakhil, stingy. A mu'min himmatuhu aliyah. A mu'min, his aspiration, her aspirations, her desire and zeal, enthusiasm is always aliyah. Hi, O Allah, I deserve Jannat al-Firdaus, and I shall work for it. And if I'm falling short of it, I will follow up with it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لكم وسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وسنة بسنته يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, some quick steps or skills or tips that Rasulullah ﷺ told us in his ahadith, how to have istiqamah in our life, in our personality. The first, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that it is said about him, كان Rasulullah ﷺ يثابر على أعمال الصالحة. يثابر الثابرة is meaning مداومة. He will always be aggressive in doing good deeds. Aggressive in the good sense. Meaning always proactive. Like Allah's mother tells us in the Quran, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. In the Quran, Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Race one another. Compete one another. Not in how many cars and houses and money and wealth and status. Compete one another. فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. I will pick up that stone from the road that I saw. I will try to help that neighbor when I saw the other day they need some help. I will try to do this. I will try to do this. Fasbiqul khayrat. Competing with your believers, one another, to accumulate as much good deeds before the last breath comes out. Who knows, as I drive on the way back today, that's it. Tomorrow you get a news that you have to pray janazah for me. So why should I wait for the next day? Why should I wait for the next hour even? If I see an opportunity right now, I capitalize on it. Yes, from this perspective, Muslims are capitalists. And capitalism is halal in that context. But in the other context, it may not be. You have to capitalize on every opportunity that comes your way in this life to attain Jannat al-Firdaus. Not exploit it, capitalize it, avail it. Not say, I'll do it tomorrow. Or someone else will see that and pick up that stone. Or I saw that there was a big stick on the highway 80. Someone else will pass by doing it. No, let me be the one. Fastabiqul khayrat. I see a brother helping another person pass the street. I go up, hey, can I help him also too? Yes. Not that, oh, he's helping already, that's fine. One person is doing it. No, I don't need to go. No! Have you ever seen how people chase one another when there's a janazah? When they're giving the shoulder on the janazah? How people do al-mathabara? That is mathabara. That is fastabiqul khayrat. Give me an opportunity to hold this janazah also. Because I am getting sadaqah for them. This is the mentality, psyche of the believer, that they should always hasten, rush, and not delay or procrastinate to do good deeds, khayrat. And Rasulullah is told about him, كان Rasulullah يثابر على الأعمال الصالحات. He was always hastening, rushing. Whenever he would be walking with the Sahaba, he would not say to the Sahaba, you go ahead, do it. He will lead by example, practically, and rush to do it first. And Sahaba would be eager in earnest desire to follow up with it. That is how we should be, especially us, the husbands, the fathers, the leader of the household. We should lead the family by example. How would my wife and son and daughter learn if I always procrastinate, if I always delay, if I always tell my son and daughter, you go ahead and do that good deed. There will come a time that that young child begin to think, wait a second, dad tells me always to do these good things. What about him? Doesn't he need Jannah? Or is he innocent, ma'soom? So you have to be first to rush to those things. And one of the first things that you can do is giving in the way of Allah, sadaqah. Because sadaqah is one of the ways that you build istiqamah. That nobody has to come up here and say, or in any masjid, every masjid you go to, it's the same old story. Brothers, please be careful of the donation box. Why do we have to go through this? In fact, the brothers in the masjid all over America should be saying, brothers, we have a lot of money, can you help us how to use that money wisely for this masjid or this project or thing? This is how the mentality of the Muslim Ummah should be. But unfortunately we're not there yet. Why? Because we're not focusing on this ayah that Allah is saying, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. A lot of times the Rasul Shaitan puts is, oh, there are about 500 people praying there. Yeah, 100 of them must have donated, so I don't need to donate. I'll do it next week. You know what happens? Next week you don't get to that masjid, you go somewhere else. Or next week something else happened, or something else keeps coming. This is how Shaitan, because Shaitan is working diametrically, symmetrically opposite of this area. He is making us doing what? فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْسَيِّئَاتِ. He is making us compete one another to do more bad deeds. That's the goal of Shaitan. Allah is saying in this area, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. And that is why, that كَانَ أَحَبُّ الْعَمْرِ إِلَيْهِ أَجْوَمَهُ وَإِنْ قَلْ. It's said about Rasulullah that the most beloved amal to Rasulullah was the one that you do adwamahu continuously. It's no big deal that you come one Jummah and put a whole $100 bill in the box. That's no big deal. But the big deal is you come every Jummah and you're putting $10 or whatever the amount that you think is comfortable for you. You put in every Jummah. Because this is how Shaitan plays it over with their psyche and mindset. Hey, you've given that $100, now you can sit for 100 months, 100 days and don't worry about it. You've done your share. No. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ وَالْإِسْتِقَامَةِ. This is one of the things that Rasulullah was asked, that how can I build istiqamah? How can I build thabat in the way of Allah? He said, extract from your heart the love of money and wealth and dunya. So then the Sahaba asked, how? How can I extract, get away from my heart the love of this dunya and money and everything? He said, try to, like they say, try to unload as much as you can. Real life story. I was just filling up gas 3 days ago at a gas station in Teaneck. A brother who took my money said, you're the same brother? I said, yes. I said, why? He said, I listened to one of the things that you said that last Friday. And he said, that day, on that Friday that I was listening to you, I had only $20 in my pocket. And I had that $20. He's a student Obviously, you know our students have limited income. He said, I put that $20 to buy a can of oil, vegetable oil, from the, because we are run out of oil. And I had got that. But I said to myself, you know, I can get oil for somewhere else. Let this $20 go to the masjid. He said, he came back that day, and his roommates asked him, did you get the oil? I said, no, I didn't get it, because the money that I took for buying oil, I just put in the masjid. I don't have any money, so I didn't get it. They said, we have to cook tonight. This is real life story. It's not fictitious. There's a person who just I met and bumped into, who listened to another somewhere else. He said, Brother Gerard, you'll be amazed. We were all crying when we opened the cupboard or the closet in the kitchen. That can had oil in it. And he said, I know with my own eyes the morning that I left with that $20 bill, it was empty. That's why I had to go get it. And we were all asking each other, who filled it? It's there, it's open. It's not a brand new box that you went and bought it. It was still as it was left, but was there. And this is the karamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that in the Quran, that whoever comes towards me with a palm's length, I will come to a whole hand's length. Whoever comes an arm's length, I will come to them to a whole feet. Whoever comes walking to me, I will come running to it. These are real life stories when people test the implementation of the Sharia of Allah in their life. Look how Allah blesses them. And yet we are skeptical. Yet we are hesitant. Yet we are reluctant. We are waiting for that extra edge, extra push. When people try it out and they see, it's not a miracle, because the miracle mu'jizat closed when the anbiya closed. No more mu'jizat. But the bab al-karama, as the ulama say, is maftuha ila yawm al-qiyamah. You will see if you implement it in your life. And that is why Allah, I finish with this ayah in Surah Fussilat, Surah 41, which is tied to this incident of this young brother who was so astonished, and he said, I learned a big lesson. He himself said that when it came to donating money, I was very reluctant, hesitant. I would just be very stingy. But after I saw this with my own eyes, my whole mentality of brain has twisted 180 degrees. Now I don't care about anything. Close your eyes and that's it. Because he has tasted the delicious fruit. And that is the whole thing. Whatever we see in the Quran, it is intangible, unseeable, unvisualized. It can only be felt when you experience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, Surah 41, verses 30 to 32, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. Allahu, if you just memorize, or don't even memorize, if you just memorize the meaning, understand the meaning of this ayah, you will be blindly doing everything for the sake of Allah. You will even sell your body for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the right way that I mean. That you will not care for your body, work hard as you want to, and donate it fi sabilillah. What is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, say? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Certainly indeed those people who said their Rabb is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and they were steadfast, firmly with resolve, resolution, commitment, strong and strength on it. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. In this life, this dunya, descend upon them who? Malaika, angels, who me and you cannot see. If you do istiqamah, brothers and sisters, Allah sends angels your way, which you don't know. How many times you've seen a child fall from a bed, fall from some place, and there's no bumps and bruises. Cries a little bit, it's okay. Angels there to cuddle the young child, to protect from any injury. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels descend upon these people who are on istiqamah fi sabilillah. What are they saying? They're saying, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. O you believer, O you mu'min mu'mina, do not fear, have no fear. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And don't have any grief or depression. Why? وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And be steadfast. We have the glad tidings, good news of Jannah. Alladhi kuntum tu'adun, the same Jannah that you were working for it is there for you. And then they say, Nahnu awliya'ukum, O mu'min, O believer, O slave of Allah, we the angels are your friends and protectors, your wali. Your awliya is a plural of wali. A close, intimate friend. A friend that is always on the lookout. Always watching out to help and succeed the person. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In this life, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And we are also your protectors and friends in Akhirah. How the scholars say tafsir of that is, when you're entering Jannah, the angels will be saying to you, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. May the glad tidings and peace and blessings of Allah be upon you, O believer, O mu'min, O Abdullah. Why? بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. For what you were patient. In Surah Hud, Surah 11, that's what Allah says. That the angel will say to these believers, that look, remember us, we are the same angels who are with you in dunya because of your istiqamah, and we are those same angels here welcoming you on a red carpet with flowers, with everything. Come, enter the bliss of Allah. Bima sabartum. And then at the end of the ayah, Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you, a believer, there is in Jannah whatever you have ishtiha. Ishtiha means your like, your want, your desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And you also have there in Jannah whatever you strive for in this dunya. You strive for some glitter and glamour of this dunya, don't worry about it. If you don't get it here, you are getting it definitely, inshallah, in Jannah al-Firdaus. لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And then Allah finishes off the third ayah by saying, نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. All this is coming from who? غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the istiqamah fi sirat al-mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us قَلْبٌ رَقِيقٌ قُلُوبُنَا رَقِيقٌ. Makes our hearts very soft, very soft to the deen of Allah, to the kalam of Allah, to the nasir of Rasulullah, to the sunnah of Rasulullah. May Allah give us the tawfiq in our hearts, fi qulubina, that we can strengthen it, and there is no khuf, لا خوف علينا ولا نحن نحزنون. That we don't have any grief or any fear except the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the tawfiq to make our families steadfast on the sirat al-mustaqim collectively. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت السميع مجيب الدعوات. عباد الله رحمكم الله, إن الله يعمل بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي.